Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We are in a physical body, and too often we see things only from the outward physical perspective. We seem to be bound to the here and now and are tied to what we see with our eyes. But we are encouraged through Scripture to walk by faith and not by sight. You see, God is not limited by your circumstances. When you get in an agreement with Him, He can make things happen beyond the natural for you. The Bible says God can do superabundantly more than all we can ask or think. So no matter what your circumstances may look like, you just need to keep your eyes on God. Make a determined decision to trust Him and believe what He says, no matter what you think or feel or how things look. In today's message titled, Look to God and See Past the Physical, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to simply look to God and never trust your eyes in matters of faith.
We have been taught to limit ourselves to only what God can do in the physical natural realm, and we don't go beyond that. God is all-sufficient. Don't limit Him to what you see in the physical. He can use you to do greater things for His glory. Let's go to the story of feeding the 5,000 men described in Mark chapter 6, where thousands of people were coming to hear Jesus. They have been with Him all day long. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 6 from verse 35 that, by this time it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. Verse 37, but He answered, you give them something to eat. They said to Him, that would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? That was the response of the disciples to Jesus Christ. Verse 38. How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Verse 39. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. That's Mark chapter 6 verses 35 to 40. Bible says He sent His disciples into the crowd to see what was there. They came back and reported that they have got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This was food in abundance, even though it was limited in their sight. This was food in abundance. This was more sufficient even though it was meant to feed one person. We are talking about the all-sufficient God. This food was a lunch for a little boy, but was sufficient to feed thousands of people because the all-sufficient God can produce extra. You see, friend, look to God and see past the physical. It's so important. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or even expect, according to the Spirit that works in us. So we should be in a position where we are looking to God and seeing past the physical. God is all sufficient. Don't limit Him to what you see in the physical natural realm. By limiting Him, you limit yourself. Verse 41 says that taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to His disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Hallelujah. Let me repeat verse 41. And when He had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, He looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to His disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish He divided among them all. Bible is saying He looked up. He blessed what he had instead of cursing it. Whatever God has given you, bless it, because he is all-sufficient God. He can do more than you see in the physical. Most of us will say, Lord, I know you told me to do this, but I don't have enough, and we will curse what we have. Friend, never do that. We say this is not sufficient, so we curse what is in our hands. We curse what we have instead of blessing what we have, because we cannot see beyond that. Jesus only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. He didn't have more than the disciples had, but he blessed what he had instead of cursing it. Look beyond the physical, my friend. Look to God and look past the physical natural realm. He looked up. It's more than talking about he raised his head. Do you know what he did? He saw past the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he looked past the physical into the spiritual. Jesus saw the 5 loaves and the 2 fish as sufficient to feed the 5,000 men. Of course, there were women and children. There may be at least 15,000 people. And he saw this little bit of food as being sufficient to feed all the people, because he saw on the inside rather than on the outside. He looked to God and saw past the physical. And that's what we should be doing in our daily lives. Not only did they feed these people, but they also gave them 2nd, 3rd, as much as they wanted. And they took 12 baskets full of fragments left over. When you look up, you can see beyond what's happening. You are able to see that God is more than sufficient. You are able to see past the physical. Your spiritual understanding will be enlightened. Hallelujah. Verse 41 says, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Look to God and see past the physical, my friend. Many of you know that God has more for you than what you are experiencing right now. You know it. You have heard from God. Some of you know the details. Some of you know the business that God wants you to do, and yet you are far from accomplishing it. Part of that is because you are not allowing yourself to see yourself successful. This is just like Jesus taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and just stopped there. If that was the only resource he had, he wouldn't have seen it multiply. But he looked up. He saw past the physical into the spiritual. He saw what was possible. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. If you can see it on the inside, then you can see it on the outside. That's what Jesus did. And because of that, this miracle took place. God has a plan for you, and it's bigger than what you think. You must take the limits of God, my friend. Look to the all-sufficient God and just allow yourself to start seeing God's will coming to pass in your life. I know that there are people that God has more for you. God wants you to reach out and touch people's lives and make a difference. And yet, many times we limit God because of our small thinking. We are looking at our physical natural resources instead of looking at the all-sufficient God who can produce exceedingly abundantly beyond what we imagine or ask. If you own a business, don't imagine the business struggling and failing, even if it is. I am not denying that things happen in the natural, but go beyond that, like Jesus did. Lift up your eyes, look beyond what's in your hand, and see it the way God wants it to be. Discover what God can do in you and through you. Look to all-sufficient God. cast all your cares on him and believe that he can take care of them. Take the word of God and see yourself succeeding in that business. See yourself prosper. See yourself healed. See your marriage working. See your children transformed. Jesus took what was meant for one person and used it to feed many. God gives us revelation to broaden our view of who he is. We need to be totally dependent on God. We need to look to all-sufficient God. We need to depend on his word and promises. His word is more than enough. His word is sufficient. Whatever you are going through, God wants you to come to his throne of grace and open your heart to him. He will lead you and guide you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. That's Psalm 119 verse 105. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. God wants to order your steps right now, my friend. Don't bring logic into the situation. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to move in faith. Logic is not what you should be looking for. At any point in time, don't look for logic. Faith is what you need. Trust God. Hold on to his word. Be obedient to the word of God, and he will direct your steps. His name is above every other name. There is nothing that's impossible for him. All we must do is to totally depend on him by placing our lives in his hands. At the end of this miracle, there were leftovers, huge amounts of surplus. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. Put your doubts aside and align yourself with the word of God, my friend. God will bless whatever is in your hands and multiply it to overflowing. Look to God and see past the physical. You were called to serve God and to serve the world. When you give him what you have, God will touch your natural and make it supernatural. You'll be walking in big open spaces. You may be feeling rejection and low self-esteem, but suddenly you will be walking in completeness, knowing who you are in God, knowing that you were called of God, knowing that you have got a destiny on your life, knowing that you have got hope and a future, because you gave what you have got in your hand. You aligned yourself with the word of God. Then you just experience an overload of abundance in your life because God has blessed you to overflowing. Look to God and see beyond and see past the physical. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. So look to God. It doesn't matter what you have done. Look to him and see past the physical. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.